Mr. Hal Donaldson is co-founder and president of Convoy of Hope. He knows firsthand what it means to overcome tragedy and to help others in need. In 1994, Hal and his brothers founded Convoy of Hope and established its headquarters in nearby Springfield, Missouri. Today, Convoy of Hope operates out of a 300,000 square foot distribution center with a fleet of semi-trucks. Through its worldwide operations, Convoy of Hope has brought aid to millions of people across the United States and around the world. Immediately after the May tornado, their trucks and relief teams arrived in Joplin, and they've been here ever since, passing out food and water, removing debris, and rebuilding homes. With a message of hope and faith for the future, please welcome Mr. Hal Donaldson.
Thank you very much. 12 months ago, we began a journey from uncertainty to hope. But as you know, we have not traveled this road alone. People across the country have joined with us by giving of their time and their resources and by offering their prayers. And I know tonight, on this one-year anniversary, that I speak for thousands and thousands of Americans when I say, tonight we stand together with you as one, proud to call this our adopted home. I'll never forget talking to two teenage girls shortly after the tornado. They were volunteering at the Convoy of Hope distribution point, passing out food and water. Both of these girls and their families had lost a lot. They'd suffered losses, but they had chosen to work at the Convoy of Hope site helping other people. So I asked one of the girls, "Why are you helping us when maybe you should be helping yourselves and putting your own lives back together?" One of the girls replied. She said, "Well, right now it's time for us to help people who need more help than we do, who have suffered more loss than we have." Friends, it didn't take me long to realize that that's the Joplin way. This community knows, that's right. This community knows the power of a warm smile and a helping hand. You know how to lift up the fallen and how to restore hope to a neighbor. But friends, it's this compassion and this generosity that we have witnessed right here in Joplin, Missouri, that gives us hope as a nation. This is what America is all about. But as we look beyond these city limits, we see a nation that is suffering from so many challenges. But friends, I wish every American could pay a visit to this city, to meet you face to face, to witness your courage and to hear your stories. Then maybe their hope would rise, and many Americans would be able to see beyond their problems and see new opportunities. Following the tornado of May 22nd, the citizens of Joplin, Duquesne, and surrounding communities embodied three principles that you taught the nation that I believe paved the way for healing and restoration. In the midst of your crisis, you reminded the nation of the importance of hard work, of unity, and courage. You reminded us that in times of great difficulty, that hard work speaks louder than harsh words. You reminded us that finding solutions is more important than fixing blame. So often in the wake of disasters, people resort to finger-pointing and conflict, but not the people of Joplin. Instead, you rolled up your sleeves and you went to work, because you know and I know that partisan bickering has never rebuilt a school or removed debris from a neighborhood. Isn't that true? Progress requires hard work, cooperation, and understanding. It requires civility, forgiveness, and a renewed focus on what really matters. When I was 12 years of age, my father was hit by a drunken driver, and my dad was killed instantly. My mother was in the car. She would be seriously injured, unable to work for many, many months. As a result, it was necessary for our family to receive welfare assistance. There were many days that our cupboards were empty, and days we had to go to school with holes in our shoes. It would have been easy as a youth to become bitter, but I didn't, because of people just like you who would come to our door week after week with bags of groceries. Rather than become bitter, my brothers and I chose to forgive and to work hard, and as adults to focus our energies on what really mattered, ensuring the kids don't have to go to bed hungry, and ensuring that families like yours receive help following disasters. Rather than dwell on a tragic past, we chose to look to the future. And out of our personal tragedy, Convoy of Hope was established 18 years ago. And since that time, more than 50 million people, including thousands right here in Joplin, have received much needed help. In much the same way, following the tornado, the people of this community began working together to get better, rather than bickering and becoming bitter. You elected to work hard and to seek solutions, rather than wasting precious time trying to find scapegoats. Friends, let there be no doubt that the people of Joplin, Missouri, inspired a nation by your hard work, by your overcoming spirit, and your commitment to one another. Second, you reminded the nation that in times of crisis, we can focus our attention on a common vision, or we can allow ourselves to be enslaved by division. We have a choice. We can set our eyes on things that divide us, or we can embrace a vision that unites us. You reminded us that division impedes progress, but unity accelerates progress. 1 year ago, despite your differences, you linked arms to put this community back together. You decided that repairing the walls of the city was more important than propping up invisible walls that so often divide communities and impede progress. But throughout history, we've seen moments like this when either a crisis or a pursuit of a common vision has brought us together. Such was the case in 1863 when the American people set out to build the Intercontinental Railroad. Some said that would never happen. The idea of laying 3,500 miles of railing across rivers and canyons and mountains, they said it was impossible. But thousands of laborers came together from 63 different companies all over the country. They came together to meet that challenge. And 6 years later, the final rail was laid. The task was completed. And the travel time from one coast to the other was reduced from 6 months to 6 days. Without question, the Intercontinental Railroad is one of the greatest achievements in American history. But it would not have happened without hard work and a common vision. I'm confident that when historians chronicle the aftermath of the 2011 tornado, they will say that the residents of this community chose action over faction. And they will say that you came under a common vision to rebuild the city and to restore your way of life. And they will complete the task. They will say that you completed the task. And that Joplin was rebuilt, brick by brick, home by home, street by street. And third and finally, you reminded us that in times of crisis, we can choose to wallow in pity and fear, or we can find the courage to persevere. We can allow ourselves to be paralyzed by challenges, or we can press on with determination and purpose. In 1776, George Washington challenged his soldiers. It was a very difficult time. They had been chased by the British for 5 long months. They were often without food and medicine and supplies. But he said to them, "Retreat is not an option. The future is in our hands. We must press on." And then he led his army across the Delaware River to make a surprise attack. That one decision to cross the Delaware would turn the war in their favor. This would be their defining moment. That victory would lead to many more victories until finally the war was won. It has been said that the United States was founded upon the courageous and the determined shoulders of George Washington and his men. Well, 1 year ago, you stood at the banks of your own Delaware River, and in the spirit of George Washington, you chose to be led by faith and purpose rather than fear. This was your defining moment. And now, and for decades to come, it will be said that the foundation of Joplin, Missouri, is the courage and resilience of its citizens. The future of Joplin, Missouri will be built upon your brave shoulders. And rest assured, the same faith, character, and values that have carried you through this crisis will be there to help you navigate the challenges of tomorrow. I'll close with this. There's no denying this has been a long and arduous journey. But my friends, through it all, we are stronger. We are united. And we are determined that this city will soon be better than ever. God bless you.